Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with Prophecy Today. Recently, there was a terrorist attack on Sderot, Israel, an attack perpetrated by the Hamas terrorist organization. Our bureau chief in Jerusalem, Ed Horner, was on location. The following is what Ed recorded for us during that time with statements from both the Foreign Minister of Israel as well as the European Union Middle East envoy. Here's Ed in Sderot, Israel.
Sderot is the northern Negev town of Israel that's closest to the Gaza Strip. Has been repeatedly under fire from the Qassam rockets from the Gaza Strip. Tonight we're going to have a press conference between Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni and the Secretary General of the European Union, Javier Solana. I will be recording some of their comments and sharing them with you as to how Israel plans to deal with the rocket attacks and how they expect the European Union to help them in stopping these Qassam rocket attacks. She says that every citizen of Israel, including the Knesset members and the cabinet members, feel the pain of the community here in Sderot. And she is coming to this evening to show her support for this community, as well as bringing the Secretary General of the European Union, Javier Solana, to meet with her here in this community so he can understand, be on the ground, realize the situation, the proximity of Gaza to this small town, and to realize the immense struggle that the Israeli citizens here are going through, and plead for his help and the international community's help in stopping these Qassam attacks. What you hear behind me are ambulances running to the scene of the latest Qassam rocket attack here in Sderot. We have been awaiting a press conference between Foreign Minister Livni and the Secretary General of the European Union to start here in the city of Sderot. And while we were waiting, a Qassam rocket actually went off in the vicinity. And we heard the percussion. Now the ambulances are streaming down the street, trying to get to the site where the latest rocket has just fallen. Foreign Minister Livni.
For coming and joining us tonight in Sderot, because the citizens of Sderot are being or are facing intolerable situation. Sderot is being under constant and ongoing attacks from Gaza Strip, and the situation here is unbearable. I mean, children cannot go to school, people cannot continue their daily lives, and they are facing Qassam rockets on not only on a daily basis. Only a few minutes ago there was another attack, and unfortunately we have one woman who was severely injured and another one who was also injured. We consider the Palestinian government, headed by Hamas terrorist organization, responsible for the situation, and this unacceptable situation must be stopped. No need to say that while Israel is looking for terrorists in order to stop them from their terrorist activities against civilians, these terrorists are looking for civilians to kill. Mr. Solana, the people of Sderot feel that the world is indifferent to their suffering. And I would like to thank you for coming here tonight, because our expectations from the international community, of course, to understand the basic situation here in Sderot, to share the suffering of the people here and their pain. But we expect not only understanding, but we expect the international community to act in the most firm and determined way to put the pressure on the terrorists, to continue the pressure on the Palestinian government, and not to compromise with terror. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. I would like to say that we will have with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, my good friend, Tzipi Livni, I hope a good conversation tonight, a productive conversation that I hope may lead to stop the violence in all the theaters in which violence is taking place now in the Middle East, and in particular here in your town, which is where we are now today. That horizon of peace may be brought as soon as possible forward. That is our expectation, that is our wish, and that's our commitment as Europeans and as friends of Israel. I understand that the people, when they're placed under such a pressure, they react in a manner which is not sometimes not where it should be, to my mind. I don't think that the European Union should be blamed for what is happening. On the contrary, I think that we try to cooperate as much as possible to bring a peace which is durable, which I think is the only solution. There's nothing that's going to be achieved through violence. There's nothing that's going to be achieved through violence. I'd like to say that very loudly, very clear.
Foreign Minister Livni and the European Union Secretary General has adjourned to a closed-door meeting where they will discuss the situation here in Sderot with the mayor, as well as a Knesset member that joined them in this closed-door meeting where they will proceed this evening in discussing what can be done with the Qassam rockets and the problems that are happening here in Sderot, Israel.
You've been listening to a special report here on Prophecy Today with Ed Horner, our Bureau Chief, out of Jerusalem. The website for Prophecy Today will keep you informed of information happening in the Middle East that will be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you for listening, and keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming.